from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Game day for your San Francisco 49ers, and it's been 210 days since that fateful day, February 11th in Las Vegas, where we all know what happened, a loss in overtime to the Kansas City Chiefs. So we've had to wait 210 days, and it's been an arduous offseason, to say the least. The contract extensions with Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, the hold-ins, the hold-outs, the injuries, Ricky Pearsall situation where he's not even on the field. Next thing you know, he gets shot, but now he's going to miss the first four games. It's been a nutty, nutty offseason for the 49ers. But finally, folks, we are here, Monday Night Football against the New York Jets, and we can finally wash away last season with the great start today at Levi's Stadium. Good morning to everybody out there as we get ready to roll here on the game day. Steiny and Goo will be at the Hilton. Willard and Diz will be at the Hilton. We're going to be here. We're going to do our best for 4 hours, get some rest, and then go down to Levi's Stadium as well. But good morning to everybody out there as we enjoyed our first Sunday of the NFL season. But now it's our time. The stage is set for the San Francisco 49ers, Shasky.
There's something special about watching every other team play, and then you know you have the standalone game. Monday Night Football, to me, I know Sunday Night Football does great ratings, and it's very special, but Monday Night Football, to me, is still the prestigious standalone game that holds the cachet. Yep. And now that you got Aikman and Buck back on the broadcast for those that are going to be at home, I think the Mannings are doing this one as well.
Cast. There will be a Manning cast.
And Belichick
will tap in.
So, you know, this one's going to be big, and obviously Aaron Rodgers and the Niners have major history. history. But that da 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 da, like when I hear that sound, all the hairs on my arms start to stand up. I'm so fired up for this one. Oh. Da, 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 da. When I think of this, I think of the 49ers dominating during the 80s and 90s. That's all I think about, and it's really good for the team to be back in those kind of positions. I think Levi Stadium, if you're asking me what's the best kind of game to go to, it's a primetime game. As the sun is setting in the second half, because it'll be coming down, yep. It'll be beautiful, and you get to get all those oranges, yep, and those yellow hues going on in the background, and obviously the weather will be a little bit better. Yep. I'm fired up for this one. Let's go. Bring on the Jets.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll break this game down ad nauseum here, what the Niners need to do to really move the ball against this New York Jets defense. Maybe there's some weaknesses. Maybe you could run right at them, but obviously the injury concerns here with Christian McCaffrey, who's questionable due to the calf / Achilles injury. The Achilles injury popped up late last week on an injury report, kind of shocked us all there. So we'll be monitoring Christian McCaffrey and where he's at. Obviously, you got to replace Dre Greenlaw. So it's going to be a lot of Devontae Campbell. D. Winters is also out, which is surprising to me. He's hurt. He's banged up. And Talanoa Hufanga is doubtful for today. So it's going to be Malik Mustafa. It's going to be, obviously, Tig Brown, Jair Brown. He's going to play a lot. And, of course, Joe Rizzotto, who had a big-time training camp. But we got to sit back and watch all the primetime games, you know, starting with Kansas City and Baltimore, which came down to a toe at the end of the game. Then Friday, you go to Brazil, and you get Philadelphia and Green Bay. I remember you said, you know, you were excited about the quarterbacks, and the quarterbacks were up and down in that game. I was excited about how the running backs were fair. And you know what? The Philadelphia Eagles made their CMC type of move. They had their Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, and that was a reminder of how good Saquon Barkley is, and he's a difference maker. We look at prime time yesterday with the Detroit Lions and the L.A. Rams. Rams are already dealing with injuries. Puka Nacua, who the hell knows how long he's going to be out. Cooper Kupp is still fascinating, but their offensive line is banged up, their receiver's banged up, and you look on the other side with Detroit. If Jamison Williams could take that next step alongside Amara St. Brown, Sam LaPorta, that great duo at running backs, all of a sudden you got something there with Detroit. So now it's the Niners' turn to show that, hey, we're still the class of the NFC. The NFC still runs through the Bay Area, and they have a great, great, great chance to do that tonight. Let the bygones be bygones. All the noise that we dealt with over July and August and all season, it's go time, folks. It's time for Brock Purdy to really catapult himself to another category here and build off what he did last year, which is truly historic for the 49ers.
Seeing you kind of like rat-a-tat-tat some of the teams that we think are, you know, the foes of the 49ers. It's a long season. Things change dramatically. Yep. Injuries are obviously a huge part of it, and where a team's at and what their flaws are today may not be what their flaws are, you know, week 12, week changes. 17, or whatever. That being said, it does feel like Cowboys, Eagles. I'm going to still put the Packers in the mix. Obviously, yeah, they need to get their quarterback back. I'll put them a little, like a slight tier below. And then obviously the Detroit Lions and the LA Rams. But the Rams are an interesting case study because I think they'll be better come year end. They have a lot of young players on defense. But is Stafford going to be able to make it that far?
Yeah.
I mean, he got hit a lot in that game. He was under duress the entire way. And then I guess the other question with the Rams, seeing that they couldn't stop the run at the end of that game, and I've thrown this at you, and this is something I think we should just monitor it. Are we sure Aaron Donald's not going to come out of retirement and come join that team November and December? Because it sure looked like in overtime they missed a Hall of Fame defensive tackle to just stick in the middle of that defense.
Yeah, they got a little gash there in overtime, obviously, and they showed the video. Was it during the game or after the game? I don't recall. But they showed Aaron Donald's wife posting Aaron Donald watching the game, and he was knocked out asleep. He was asleep during the game, and Chris Collinsworth was like, well, I do that to the festival. I'll put everybody to sleep. So that was Chris Collinsworth right there, who seemingly didn't know the overtime rules. He's talking about positioning the ball for the field goal. Mike Tirico's trying to give him the hit, like, hey, a touchdown wins the game. Touchdown wins the game. So Chris Collinsworth was, you know, Chris Collinsworth yesterday. But you know what? They're going to be both.
Team, you admit it.
We're going on our training camp tour. Baldy, who's the most impressive team in training camp so far? He mentioned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We need to monitor them because I think people forget about Tampa Bay. They were a drive away from possibly going to the NFC Championship game last season. When they played the 49ers in Levi's Stadium, that game was a lot closer than what people remember. It was 13-7 midway through the third quarter, all right? Fourth quarter, they had a drive. They didn't score late after, what was it, an interception or whatnot, but 27-14 win for the 49ers. It wasn't the prettiest win. Tampa Bay's got better. That's another team we need to, because they're going to have a cakewalk in the South. I'm sorry. New Orleans, are they really that good? We'll see.
No, Carolina's really that bad.
Atlanta, Kirk Cousins.
I mean, they're already calling for Michael Pitts.
Already.
I'm telling you, Raiders, second round pick, just go get yourself Kirk Cousins.
Oh my God, the Raiders. Why was Antonio Pierce putting the ball?
I'm out on Antonio Pierce.
Most cowardly move in the history of the NFL, punting that one.
All right. Let's calm down.
The most cowardly.
Let's calm down, Spadone.
You're right, though. Baker.
But Baker never play. Hey, they're building some down there.
The more I watch him play, the more I realize that confidence is such a big factor in sports. Yep. He is a guy that he did take Cleveland to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He did knock off the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know we've forgotten that, but he had moments. He set, at the time, the rookie quarterback record for most touchdowns in the season. So I think that he's a guy that we've kind of slept on, and he's obviously ascending, and they've got great weaponry. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. It feels like that running back's underrated.
How about McMillan scored a touchdown in his debut for Washington?
I liked all those Washington wide receivers. I thought all of them were going to be nice. The team that I did say, and I just... We got to pump the brakes. Like, Caleb's a rookie, and that team doesn't have a coach that can go over. Like, when I look at, like, Sean Payton and Bo Nix, and clearly he had a bad day yesterday, at least I know Sean Payton can dial up three or four or five plays to get Bo Nix, like, somewhat going a little.
Right.
Eberflus, he could be a great defensive mind. It's really difficult when you can't have dramatic effect on your young quarterback to be able to just dial up a couple plays to calm him down and get things going. Now, that's what makes the Texans situation so unique, because I'm bad rat-a-tat-tatting around. Bobby Slowick is the OC, and you've got D'Amico Ryans, who's a DC, and what they're doing with their young quarterback as they stay dedicated to the run yesterday in Indianapolis. I don't know, there's just a lot of really good teams, and then there's a lot of crap. Right. There's a lot of crap, and I'm sitting here saying, as long as the Niners just remain functional like they've been over the last few years, they've got double-digit wins written all over them.
You know, the Houston Texans, I know a lot of people didn't know if last year was real and whether or not they are going to have a drop off, because there's a lot of hype there. I think the Texans are a team. They could be in New Orleans in February. That team could be playing for a Super Bowl. CJ Stroud I had that game on the quad box the entire time. He just makes play after play after play after play after play, throw after throw after throw after throw. Nico Collins and CJ Stroud have some dynamic rapport. It's just unbelievable, right? And then you add in Stephon Diggs. I know a lot of people are a little weary about Diggs and his attitude or whatnot, but he's a perfect player in that system. He can play in the slot. He can do all the underneath stuff. He moves the chains, and he brings big game experience. Playing all those big games in Buffalo and playing all those big games in Minnesota when he was a Viking, I think matters for that Houston Texans team. And then you add in Joe Mixon, who you mentioned the run game. Joe Mixon hadn't looked that spry in years. He looked phenomenal. And he played in a lot of big games for Cincinnati. And we all forget that in that divisional round game against Baltimore, that was a tie ball game. That was a tie football game between the Texans and the Ravens. So them taking that next step, getting that experience last year, and then, oh, by the way, you add Danielle Hunter on defense alongside Will Anderson Jr., I really like the Houston Texans, man, this year coming. I think they're going to be a threat in the AFC to come out of there and represent them.
The only area where I have to see, I would put Detroit in the same kind of bucket, Philly in the same bucket. Do you have the linebackers and the secondary to be able to withstand the whole 17-game season and all of these elite teams that have elite weapons all on the offensive side of the ball, especially like when I look at like the Texans, like you're going to get spread out by Kansas City. You're going to get spread out. I mean, I know that they ran the ball yesterday, but you're going to get spread out also by Josh Allen. I mean, I don't know. You want to talk about early MVP odds? I think he's going to have to carry that situation in Buffalo. He's a guy that I think I'd sprinkle a little money on winning the MVP. But your point is well taken. They're a team on the rise, no doubt about it. I just look at the NFC and I say, like, there's about five teams that the Niners are competing with, and then there's a lot of dreck and a lot of teams that just aren't yet near where they need to be. And then teams that are kind of figuring themselves out, like Chicago's figuring itself out. The Vikings are going to obviously be a work in progress this year. They're figuring themselves out. New York Giants, just cross them off. They're done. Commanders, Jaden Daniels is a work in progress. I'm going to cross them off. I'm cool off them. And Atlanta, I'm ready to cross them off already. They just got it's just odd.
Pittsburgh's a tough defense, though, so I'm going to give Atlanta a couple weeks. I don't like what I saw. I don't like what I saw with the Atlanta Falcons at all. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish. Were you trying to run the ball? Were you trying to pass the ball? Kirk Cousins just seemed like a sitting duck in that pocket. Everything's underneath. I don't know about the Falcons. I don't know about the coach. I don't know about the system. I really like Tampa Bay in that division. And New Orleans may have something to say. We'll see about New Orleans. Because they dominated that game from start to finish. Even though I know people were down on Derek Carr, they dominated from start to finish. So in the NFC, look, Seattle handled their business at home. That's a tough win for them against Denver. The Rams, they'll be around, but if the Niners take care of their business now, they got to take care of business tonight against the Jets team. And how are they going to do it, Shasker? Are they going to run the ball or are they going to pass the ball? Well, last year, the Jets defense, they were second in pass defense. They gave up 168 yards per game in the air and allowed the third lowest passer rating. So they get after it. They get after it in the pass game. They got guys who could rush the passer. They got guys who could collapse a pocket. And they got guys who could be on an island by themselves in Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed that could really shut your passing game down. So that chess match between the Niners passing game and that Jets pass defense is going to be very intriguing tonight at Levi's.
CMC is the big question mark. You know, what does he look like? How available is he? Is he available? You know, like what does the juice look like coming out in terms of his like stop and go? Because he's phenomenal at the kind of like everyone pitch to the side, the line, the left tackle and the left guard are kind of pulling, and he stutters his feet, stops and goes, and cuts up field. Like that's a big part of his game, and so I want to see where he's at. I want to see where his athleticism is, having not played in a while and having the injury. And is this a Jordan Mason game if CMC is limited? Where's Brandon Ayuk in terms of rep count? It sounds like they're not going to use him for the full game.
Well, he's going to play a lot. I know last year he played 82% of the snaps, Brandon Ayuk, 82% of the snaps he played. I think he won't get a full game workload, but he's going to play. I know Trent Williams is going to play every single snap, that's for sure, at left tackle. But Brandon Ayuk is going to be in there a lot, especially during passing downs. Don't think the full allotment of plays. That, you know, again, he played 82% last year, so hopefully he's right. He was running routes on the side. But your point about McCaffrey, how does it change the offense? How does it change the offense? I think it changes in this sense, real quick, Shasky, on third downs. We always talk about pass blocking. McCaffrey's a great pass blocker on third downs, protecting the quarterback. I think if McCaffrey doesn't play, he may have to dial up Kyle Juszczyk for those situations and allow him to be in the backfield to block, because I think he's a much better pass blocker, especially if the Jets are blitzing, if they try to blitz, or if they're rushing guys and they're getting through. Juszczyk's a better blocker right now than Jordan Mason in the pass game.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you know they're going to keep in George Kittle to chip at times, and that's kind of something they do no matter what. This is a big one for Brock Purdy. Not that he's going to be making made or broken or anything like that. Just think about it as a Niner fan. Last night, were you not watching Stafford and Goff thinking about what's going to happen in the playoffs? I think a lot of fans were like, all right, this is a little teaser. It doesn't mean either of these teams is winning it all or losing and not gonna be there at the end. It's just like these are what the matchups we look for. Friday night, Jordan Love versus Jalen Hurts. I was leaning forward, watching both young quarterbacks, like, all right, what do these guys look like? What does Jordan Love look like in his second full season? You know, what does Jalen Hurts look like with Kellen Moore? So I think if there's no CMC, I think the spotlight goes right to Brock Purdy, and people are like, oh, now let's see what you look like without CMC. Fair or not, I just think that's the national perspective.
I think Brock Purdy's going to have a spotlight regardless of whether or not CMC plays or whether he doesn't, because that just pass defense does present problems for any passing game out there in the NFL. So I think the spotlight, whether, you know, it gets heightened, no doubt. If CMC doesn't play, it gets heightened on Brock Purdy. Okay, now can you carry him? Can you still run the ball 30 times without CMC? Can you still do all your stretch stuff? Can you run your screen game? Who's gonna run routes at the backfield? Because that's another dynamic where if you get Christian McCaffrey matched up on the linebacker, you take that linebacker away in the play. Will that linebacker respect Jordan Mason? in the backfield, coming out the backfield? Will they respect Kyle Juszczyk coming out the backfield, catching passes or whatnot? How does that change the passing dynamic underneath? It's a huge drop-off. So the whole check down Charlie stuff, you may not be able to get to it without Christian McCaffrey.
Doesn't this have, like, Deebo Samuel written all over it tonight's game? If there's no CMC.
Well, it just feels like it's going to be a physical game.
Yeah.
And physical football games, we tend to lean towards Deebo Samuel, George Kittle.
Yeah.
They're the physical guys. They're the tone setters. They're the guys where say, oh, you want to play physical? You want to hit? Well, how about this? Let me lower my shoulder into you. What is that hit going to be like when Deebo, because I've seen Sauce Gardner in person. Sauce Gardner's a great cover quarter.
Where'd you see him?
Las Vegas. Against the Raiders last year, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, I thought maybe like you met him in person.
Oh, no.
He's bigger than you think. I thought you were going. He was at Wimbledon.
No, I sized him up in Las Vegas going against Devontae Adams. And let me tell you, my man does not like to tackle.
Oh. So you were scouting.
I'm just saying, corners, you know, he does not like to tackle. So when Debo's running at him, or Kittle's running at him, or even Brandon Ayuk for that matter, will he like to tackle? Will he break down the tackle? All right, 888-957-9570, your keys to the game, Monday Night Football, who's in, who's out. We'll look at the Jets. We got Stugatz coming up, 8 o'clock. We got Jerry Rice tomorrow at 8:30. Baldy Wizzy at 8 o'clock. We got a fun guest list. We're going to be breaking down Niners and Jets all day. Plus, our three takeaways from week number one, three takeaways each from Shasky and I from week number one. That's coming up as well. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. All that coming up. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
I'm from San Pablo, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Vontae and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yo, Joe, stop interrupting!
That's cold, man. Hey, we had a lot of fun Friday with the roasters coming in for breakfast. Jack's, shout out to Jack's for providing the breakfast. The bacon breakfast burrito hit hard on Friday. So shout out to all the roasters who made their way. Janae, who actually did a lineup for us as well. She was so shy, but she listens to the show out there from San Leandro. Living in Hayward nowadays. It was a lot of fun to meet the roasters live and in person. By the way, make sure you're subscribed in case you're still checking in with the Giants. I guess Luciano and Fitzgerald had a little fight. Fitz was out of pocket for that. Everybody wants to dog on Luciano. We know he's not that good right now, but let's pump the brakes, man. Anyway, the Giants, they do win 2-3 in San Diego against the Padres. I know Lubman feels good about that. He's going to talk about it on the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Well, the one podcast you need to be listening to for all your Giant talk needs. Shasky Lubman, bring you the best day of Giants talk in the Bay. No matter what happens the rest of the season, good or bad, subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. It is the favorite Giants podcast of yours truly, Bonte Hill. It is.
30 seconds on the Giants from the weekend. Okay, right, we're going to get right back into the NFL.
Wait.
Timer. Ready? Timer?
Starts right now.
Bob Melvin, in my estimation, is having a war behind the scenes. This is all my gut. He is trying to force out Farhan, and I think he's going to win the war. He said this is the hardest year of his career. Okay, they won a series against the Padres, and all we can talk about is Fitz and Luciano fighting over a ball that Fitz had no business going after. And like, it's just it. The Giants, man. I have so many thoughts about them. Today's not the day, and so I'm done with my Giants content.
There it is. 30 seconds. Wow. Applause. No. I was telling the boss man this, Matt DeHegan, and I was telling Lubman this, and I'll spit for another 20 seconds on the Giants before we take the calls.
Promise you this is Niners. All we're going
to
do.
I promise to time you.
Yeah. You want to time me?
Yeah.
Get ready and
now.
Okay.
All right, now. So, I was talking to the boss man. I said, you know, the Giants are compelling. This is the most compelling Giants team in many, many years. And there are plenty of storylines to go along with this Giants team. What to do with Luciano. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the bats. Lamont Wade, Yastrzemski, are we done with them? The Matt Chapman contract. What to make of Jung Hoo Lee. Kyle Harrison, Hayden Birdsong. Are they done? No, I got 7 seconds left. Try to cut me off 10 seconds later. Now I'm going to add 10 seconds. I'm going 6:33:30. Because Ivan Sanchez interrupted me trying to cut me off 20 seconds in.
It's like you got to slow it down.
No. I was trying to rat tat tat all my takes in and fit them in 30 seconds. But that's all I got.
I thought you said 20 seconds.
Oh, 30, 20, whatever. They need a lot of work. We'll get to the Giants at some point next month.
Look, while we're on this subject, there was something that happened Friday night that happened a lot yesterday, and that's a fight in the stands. And I'm being 100% candid when I say this. I truly believe that if you get into a fight in the stands, okay, and you're the drunk, belligerent person, even if you're not drunk, it's one thing if you're defending yourself and someone attacks you, right? But if you're causing a fight at a sporting game, I believe you should be banned for life from sports to go to an event. I saw fights at the Giants and Padres game Friday night. I saw fights at the Raiders Chargers game. I saw them at a variety. It's not just Raiders Chargers, because that's not fair. That's not fair. Like, every fan base, Niner fans have gotten in so many dumb fights. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, I want to bring my kid to the game at some point this year. Like, I'm not trying to be around a bunch of idiots fighting. Now, look, we don't know what leads up to these fights. All we do is we see the social media videos. Like, come on, people. We can't go to a game. The prices are astronomical, yeah, you know, to go to these games. And you're going to, like, fist fight and you're throwing people. Random people are getting hit. And something's got to give, society. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be better than anyone. There was a time and a place in my life where I wasn't as mature as I am today. Not that I'm the most mature, but the fighting at these games has got to stop. And I think the language and the respect for others has to increase.
Well said. Well said. I don't condone fighting at football games, baseball games, sporting events, public events, none of that stuff. Also don't know what causes these fights. Now, there's nothing that should probably prompt you to fight, but everybody's different. Everybody's different. And this is why I don't talk really much at games to people, because I don't know where that person's from and I don't know what that person's going through. Could be talking to the wrong one. And unfortunately, when there's alcohol served at sporting events, mm-hmm, and alcohol served at tailgates 3 hours, 4 hours before games, and guys are liquored up, and who knows what they're smoking, who knows what they're doing. Let's just watch football. But at the same time, like, when there's a point where you're talking to somebody, they're starting to get, it's okay to step back. You know, everybody's nervous about being, hey, you're a punk. You're a punk. You're backing up. Sometimes it's okay to be a punk. Just, hey, you know what? You're right. I'm in the wrong. Just take accountability to prevent something from happening. That's all. So fighting, unfortunately, gets the spotlight. But it's always going to be fights, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know. No, you're right.
But you get a who's who at these games. We don't know their backgrounds. We're not doing background checks on these people. I don't know what their track record looks like, you know?
I think I just come back to the same basic thing. Like, whatever Waka said, just respect people a little more. Everybody. Just have a little slight patience, and a little more respect for everybody, and let's taper these things off. You're right. It's almost unavoidable in this day and age. It's just, gosh, every single Sunday I see these videos.
Well, I mean, it's always going to be, you know, people are going to post that stuff in camera phone.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've been fighting since the beginning of man.
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to happen. All right, let's get to the calls. Let's get back to Jets and Niners. Let's go out to Kid in Pennsylvania. Kid, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing out there?
Dude, good, I'm so fired up. Monday Night Football. Let's go.
Well, I cannot wait. First of all, I want to tell you guys, I haven't called in since before the Super Bowl, and I want to tell you guys how great of a show you guys run over there. Top to bottom, soup to nuts, the drops on the audio and everything. You guys do a great job. One of my favorite shows ever.
Thank you, Ken. That means a lot.
No problem. And I'm a little worried about tonight with our offseason between Ayuk and Trent. And I know you guys, you know, back and forth all summer, and I've been listening. I just want to tell you how excited I am, though, to see Purdy go up against a good defense tonight and just start the season off on the right foot. I'm going to take the rest of the call off the phone. Guys, thank you so much for everything you guys do.
Nah, thank you, Kid. I mean, we are excited to see what Purdy. And that's one thing we didn't focus on much because of the Ayuk and the Trent Williams situation. And I want to look at this offense and how they could get better. And I started getting excited about the three wide sets with Ricky Pearsall and Ayuk and Debo. And it's going to be some time for Ricky Pearsall. Obviously, he's going to miss the first four games, but he's already out there walking around and stuff like that. Jacob Cowing wows me. I think this offense, what can they do to build off of last season? Last season was truly historic. They have four guys go over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. Four guys on one team go for over 1,000 scrimmage yards. And then, of course, you have Brock Purdy throw for over four Gs and 31 touchdown passes. I just think he's going to be so much better mentally, knowing the game, seeing all the defenses or whatnot. This Robert Saleh defense, which is a carbon copy of the one he ran here in San Francisco, Sasky, with the Y9 defense. He's seen this in practice every single day. So he knows what's coming from the New York Jets. His movement skills, you see guys extend plays, you see guys who can extend plays. That is a big difference in today's NFL. If you can extend plays with your legs and still keep your eyes down the field, that's what Purdy does very, very well. And I think that's a very underrated aspect of his game.
I think the one thing I saw from the Eagles-Packer game, and also last night, turnovers. You know, the quarterbacks making red zone mistakes,
yep,
making middle of the field mistakes, not seeing zone defenders or drop defenders. You know, Matt Stafford having that interception in the end zone last night, it changed that game.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And Goff had a couple that he wanted back, you know. And so I think that, you know, ball security is going to be extremely important for Brock Purdy. And I think blocking up front is going to be really – I know that's a dud show. You got to block up front. But no, I mean, of all the fronts that you're going to face at the beginning of the season, this is probably the best one.
Yeah, no, this front is tough. Now, they don't have Hassan Reddick, who they traded for from Philadelphia, and he hasn't even been in their building once, so I'm not going to apologize for them. They do have Quinton Williams, who's going to be in the middle of that defense, and Dominic Pooney, as a rookie from Kansas, playing in his first ever NFL game, starting in his first ever NFL game. This is going to be a crash course, baby. Welcome to the league, buddy. Quinton Williams right in front of you. So, is Aaron Banks, is he still questionable as well?
Yeah.
Aaron Banks is still questionable with the finger injury, so we'll get an update on him about 90 minutes before the game.
More probable.
Has he been upgraded to probable?
I saw all the list of people. They had McCaffrey as questionable. I believe
Talanoa
Hufanga is doubtful.
Doubtful. Hufaga. Hufaga.
injured.
Aaron Banks questionable last time I saw. This was yet. This was. Yeah, no. Yeah,
the most recent injury reports that the Niners put out still have him as questionable.
Yeah, still as questionable.
Yeah,
okay.
Aaron Banks. Yeah, figured
and
he was questionable.
And questionable is like 50-50?
50-50.
Probable 75?
Yeah.
Doubtful is 25?
Probable, basically, he's going to play. Doubtful, you're done. So
I wonder how many Jets fans are going to be there tonight.
I saw a lot in the Bay Area this past. I ran into a lot of Jet fans. A lot of Jet fans this week, and they feel good about themselves. Let's get to Doug in Wichita, Kansas, before we hit the break.
Hey, Doug.
Dougie, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Just ready for some Monday Night Mayhem out there. I wish I could be at the game, but obviously I'm stuck here in the middle.
It's all good. Hey, the Kansas Jayhawks, yeah. Man, losing to Illinois. I didn't see that happening. But Kansas State going down to Tulane. How about that? The Kansas State Wildcats going down to Tulane. The Knowledge getting a big win.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. I'm a Nebraska Cornhusker fan, so let's be with KU and K-State.
Oh, okay.
And big ups to the Big Red for knocking out prime time. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, tonight, I mentioned to the call screener, I think Bosa getting to Aaron Rodgers is going to be a big deal. But really what I mean is we control the trenches and we got the game. I just don't think Rodgers is going to be able to move around like he used to. Not that he was ever the best, but he was good. You know, he just, number one, he's old. Number two, that Achilles, man, that gets dudes, man.
No doubt. We'll pick up that up on the other side. Aaron Rodgers, what we can expect from him. Everything out of Jets camp. We'll play some of the sound from last week. Everything out of Jets camp. He's moving around well. So we'll see how well he moves around at Levi Stadium tonight for Monday Night Football. More on that coming up. 888-957-9570. Who's going down to the game? What's your tailgate spread today? How early are you getting down to the game? It's the home opener, Monday Night Football. Niners, Jets, the last game of week number one. We've waited all season again. 210 days since the Super Bowl loss. Now we get to wash that away and begin a new trek to New Orleans here. More coming up. 888-957-9570. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. I am happy with Brock Purdy.
Hey, yo, this is your man. You listen to the 95.7 Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Dash. Oh, baby.
I'm very happy with Brock Purdy, Spadoni, and Zucci Mane, and everybody out there. By the way, got a Nebraska Cornhusker fan. Nebraska might be back. Now, beating Colorado is one thing. I don't think they're that good. I'm not sure they win 5 games this year. And I don't think the primetime experience is going to end well in Colorado. It just doesn't feel like it at all. But Nebraska, all you youngsters out there, Nebraska used to be that team back in the 90s. Hell, the 80s to 70s, they were loaded. Tommy Frazier, one of my favorite college players ever. Grant Wistrom, they had all these big offensive linemen. Amon Green, Lawrence Phillips, even though, you know. Roger Craig, Tom Rathman, you name it. Nebraska, it's good to see them back on primetime television, Big Red and everything. By the way, this segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber. Serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. That's why I love the show. Xfinity Mobile text line, 510-650, all of them. You just reminded me, there's so many rule changes or whatnot. The NFL removed the designation of probable.
Oh.
So it's all questionable, doubtful, or out. So that's cool, because probable basically meant they were playing. They got rid of the designation. Cool. So everybody's just questionable.
Who's the X factor for tonight?
X factor. For me, it's the defensive line. I'm taking all of them. Whether the front four, the backups. You don't have Yeter Grossbato, so that's going to impact the depth of this football team, especially on the defensive line, which I'm already concerned about the depth. It's the D-line. How do you slow down Breece Hall? Because if the Jets get into a rhythm, and they're running the football, they're getting 5 to 6 yards a pop. All of a sudden, it opens up to play action pass for Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Tyler Conklin, their offense. So this defensive line, can you apply relentless pressure on Aaron Rodgers? And can you stifle the run game and put the Jets in long down and distance situations, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, instead of 3rd and 3, 2nd and 3, 3rd and 2? That defensive line, to me, that entire unit, to me, is the X factor. How well do they play tonight on Monday Night Football?
I wonder who's going to play. Dean Winters sounds like he's not going to play tonight.
He's out.
And
he's out with an ankle.
Like, that is a huge hole. Who is going to be in the Greenlaw role? I mean,
Devondre Campbell.
That does not encourage me. Especially when Aaron Rodgers knows him. I think he's going to be a gunning for him. And we know that if you have a weak link at linebacker, teams will expose it over and over and over again. So I'm looking at that in particular. Who is playing alongside Fred Warner at linebacker for the majority of the game? And can they hold their own? That, to me, is extremely important.
Demetrius Fleming get fouls.
Yeah, that's not good.
Curtis Robinson. Maybe Tatum Bethune gets some reps. We'll see. Maybe it's a little early for him. Maybe. By the way, shout out 510. Sweetie the bubble text line real quick. High school football. De La Salle rolls over Sarah. I got a lot of friends at Sarah. But sorry, I got to ride with Jay Jefferson and company. They beat you down. Sorry, you guys are meeting the NorCals, whatever. Sarah's still solid. And then Antonio Cook's disciple, Jarius Okin. What up, Jarius? 100-plus yards for SI Friday night under the lights for Sitting Nation. So shout-out to them. A lot of good high school football happening. Did Ritter win? They beat St. Bonaventure?
I had it all written down here. Let me go through my timeline. Pull it all up. Sorry.
No,
it's just I
you gotta Google it.
I made notes just for this.
You gotta Google it. But no, De La Salle looked really good.
Okay.
Against Sarah High School. All right.
SI beat Tamalpais.
Yeah, they beat Tamalpais.
35-6. Yep. The Wildcats are 1-1 on the season.
Jarius Hogan.
De La Salle 39, Sarah 10, the game you referenced.
Yep.
And then St. Bonaventure 42, Reardon 34, so they lost.
Oh, upset, huh?
Uh-huh. And then Sacred Heart Prep, which is down in the peninsula, against Sacred Heart Cathedral. Sacred Heart Cathedral won 33-6. I know there were plenty of other games.
Shout out Antoine Evans. Shout out Pat Holmes. Shout out to the old crew up there, Sacred Heart, Rio, and company. You guys are, they're doing big things.
Yeah.
Doing big things at Sacred Heart Cathedral.
And so there's been a lot of football being played right now. And if there are other teams that I don't catch the scores of, please send them to me and I'll make the list and we'll shout them out.
All my city guys are going to hate this, but shout out to College of San Mateo beating Sierra College by two-point conversion. Still see us.
Big Dog City was out there?
He was out there. You see, he was at SoFi too. He was at the Raider game yesterday. He was at CSM up there because he lives up in Fairfield.
He's got a lot of leniency in terms of being able to go off all those places. Jealous.
Hey, Big Dog City.
Jealous.
Man. Take care of things inside the home. You're able to do what you do. Shout out to Big Dog City. He's out there at SoFi Stadium watching his Raiders. Lat McConkey, though. You know, before we get back to Jets and the Niners, Lat McConkey.
Who is Ladd McConkley for those who maybe are uninitiated?
He's a wide receiver. I hope football fans know who he is.
He's
been at Georgia. He's been at Georgia for the last few years with a national championship.
He's a little white guy, so of course I root for him.
Little white guy.
I admit it.
Ladd McConkley is a slot guy.
A lot of heart.
I wonder if Niner fans are going to look back at him, because we don't know what to make of Ricky Pearsall yet. We haven't seen him on the field. Just haven't seen him yet. Ricky Pearsall may have a great career, but Ladd McConkey was a known commodity coming out of the NFL draft. I wonder if we're going to have buyer's remorse on Ladd McConkey, who's drafted in the second round, very early in the second round, pick number 34. So he was on the board when the Niners selected Ricky Pearsall. He's a good slot guy. Really good slot wide receiver.
Here's what I'm not going to do. Even if the Niners, I don't think they're going to, but let's say they lose tonight. I'm not going to overreact to 1 week for a team that's as battle-tested and as experienced as the Niners. As we've learned over a long, long time, things change and they change quickly. And even if they miss on Ricky Pearsall, so we'll find out. Like, time will tell. But even if they miss on him, they can overcome it. They can find someone else in a later round. They've done that at multiple positions. But also, he's one of their better receivers and is forced to play right now because they've moved off of other people. Same thing would be said on the other side of the coin. Anybody flipping out about Caleb Williams, it's week one. Like, let's allow some patience. Now, Deshaun Watson, different story. Feels like it's been about two seasons now where he looks horrible. So, that's enough data for me to start really being worried.
Well, he played that Dallas Cowboys defense, which looked...
DeMarcus Lawrence.
They looked phenomenal. Michael Parsons. And look, Mike Zimmer could coach defense.
I actually like him better than Dan Quinn.
Yeah, he
as a DC.
And he gets after it. He gets intense. Look, Mike Zimmer can coach defense. He's going to have them flying around the football there. So Dallas is a team. Maybe we need to pump the brakes a little bit now. Dak played well enough. CeeDee Lamb looks like he's in rare form. There's no rust on him. CeeDee Lamb looks like looks like he's stronger and bigger. Dude looks like a freak. Damn, I love CeeDee Lamb. Why's he got to be a Cowboy?
I know that there's just, you know, the records kind of settle themselves, and that's what indicates what. But there is an AP feel to this, and I go college football. Like, you know, there's style points. And so every team and how they win, you're watching as a Niner fan, and you're like, all right, okay, Detroit running the ball down the throat. We'll see if you could do that against us. You do that against the Rams, but let's see if you can do that against us. Right. Like the Rams going 3-4 receiver sets and losing Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're like, oh, who's this random guy, number 17, that we didn't have on our flow chart, this wide receiver? How does McVay do it? McVay's got a little Andy Reid in him, by the way. Loves to throw. Well, I'm not mad at that.
I think that Detroit front's a lot better. Detroit's defense looks overall, they look a lot better. They look a lot more buttoned up. They're physical. Angelori, that linebacker, flying around the football, got a game ball yesterday. I mean, but he set the tone. Two of the first three plays of the game, pow, pow. I mean, he's flying around. So I like that Detroit defense, man. Detroit's going to, look, they'll be back in the playoffs. With their brand of football, they'll be back. They'll be back. So I wouldn't dismiss them. Let's go to Joel in San Jose. He's got three reasons why he's fired up about tonight. Joel, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Good morning. Ooh, I am hot. It is game day. I watched a ton of football over the last 3-4 days. There is nobody in the NFC that is in the class of the 49ers. Sure, the Eagles had a nice win. Cowboys had a nice win. Even the Seahawks had a nice win. Bucks had a nice win. None of those teams even remotely scare me. No 49er fan should be scared of any of those teams. Only the team in red in Kansas City should we be a little bit worried about. Number two, every 49er fan knows when Aaron Rodgers steps in the building, we own his ass. Last time we saw Aaron Rodgers, we smoked him. It wasn't even close.
I like that.
And number three is no team in the NFL has ever been built better for primetime. 30 years of destroying teams on primetime. When the lights go bright, we come out. We are going to beat the bricks off the Jets tonight.
I love that. I love that passion right there. I love that passion right there. Now, Rodgers, I'm intrigued to see what Rodgers. I can't wait to watch his warm-ups before the game to see him moving around. Maybe he'll show something. How's he moving around after missing the entire season? Basically missing the entire season. Played four plays last year. It was done. And he was the hot commodity. Hard Knocks. They were at New York Jets camp. Who they had the mentalist there. They're like, oh, we're going to be in the Super Bowl playing the 49ers. Well, he got the 49ers part right. The mentalist got the 49ers part right. He did. Mecole Hardman even picked that one. We're going to play the Niners. And Mecole Hardman, of course, scored a game with a touchdown in that football game. It all kind of comes full circle, right? No. What does Aaron Rodgers have left in the tank? Can he have a Brady-like run in his 40s?
He didn't throw a pass in that game last year. So the last pass that he threw was the game against Jimmy. Was that it?
Was that the last pass he threw? He didn't throw one pass last year in the Monday Night game?
I don't think so. It was only like three plays.
It was four plays. I think they had tipped it one, maybe, but could be right that last playoff game. Well, no. They played Detroit the next year. Remember his last game was against Detroit when they didn't make the playoffs.
That's right.
Detroit spoiled their season. Dan Campbell.
So, but the last time the Niners faced him, they had the regular season game with Jimmy Garoppolo where Trey Lance scored. That was 2021. 2022 playoffs, that year into the playoffs was the last time that they faced him. That was when Jimmy beat him with not scoring an offensive touchdown and Debo had the big run. He feels so many years removed from that moment. I really want to see what his mobility looks like. How fluid is he? You know, obviously the arm's going to still be there and the mind's going to be there. But what's he going to look like in terms of, like, the pocket is collapsing? Is he going to step into his throws?
Rodgers 0-for-1 last year, 0-for-1.
So he did throw a pass last year.
Yeah, he threw a pass. He did throw a pass. His last full season in the NFL, 2022, threw for 3,695.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.